the co-host of the brand new Canucks pod, and also a former goaltender of the Vancouver Canucks as well, Alex Ault.
That guy.
How is the new pod? How's the reception been?
Oh, it's been off the charts, fantastic. Yes. It's been I'm going to say, I don't know how that first episode has aged, because I was just saying to the producer, Vic Nazar, on the phone, I'm like, it's amazing how quickly things can change in a week. Last week we were talking about all these great things, and now the Canucks are in a bit of a slide. But no, it's a lot of fun. It's nice to kind of dig deep into some issues, not necessarily the day-to-day stuff that you guys would be talking to, because you're on the air every day, but some of the, as the season goes along, I think Sat and I are really focused on bigger picture issues and getting some deep dives on that, and hopefully some player content and stuff like that. So it should be a lot of fun as we see how it evolves and progresses here.
Is it a fully censored podcast, or a little uncensored?
Well, Sat and I both are fully clothed.
Yeah.
While we record,
yeah,
it.
I don't necessarily mean nudity, but yeah.
Oh, no, but yeah. Although the Studio B was pretty hot the other day.
It was.
So yeah, I was thinking about maybe having to take my tarp off, but no, you know, I don't know. I don't know. We haven't let any swear words slip yet. I know it will live on radio as well. I'm not sure. We'll have to talk to producer Cam and see if he's going to beep that out for radio and let it slide for the pod. I mean, it's still, it is still Rogers and Sportsnet, so it's not like it's ultra aggressive.
You're not very blue anyway. Like, you're not, you don't have much of a potty mouth. You're a young father with kids. You're pretty well controlled.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, unless Sat pisses me off. If he pisses me off, then who knows what might come.
Well, listen here, you bleep. Oh, beeps can be funny too.
Yeah, well, you know me. I always piss somebody off at some point.
The so you mentioned what a difference a week makes, and it's true. I don't think we have, like, any, between the three of us, any, like, wide, confirmations of what the Canucks officially are, but they are slumping right now. They can't win a game, and they're having trouble scoring. What's your take on it?
Well, I think a bit of it is, I mean, I think we knew there'd be some market correction. You're not going to keep going at that ridiculous rate of 5+ goals a game or whatever it was, sort of at the high water mark. And then now it's sort of the opposite of the turn, and you're looking at the bottom and where they are. Well, we've got to figure that out at some point, whether that's 20, 30, 40 games, where that kind of settles out in terms of their offense. But the big key, I think, and Sat and I were texting a little bit earlier today as well about this, and we kicked you off that group chat, by the way, Walks. Sat and I have a private
what?
But, never even invited, actually. So, we were just chatting about how, like, the process has still been good, and I think that's the important thing, is that if you really get away from it and start trying to do something completely different, that's when I'm a little bit more concerned. I do still stand by the fact that I think the style of play that was giving them success is sustainable. Now, with that, there comes some pre-scouts and adjustments other teams make, and they're going to look at ways, whether it's on their PK to, kind of mess up your power play, or 5-on-5, what you're doing to be successful. They're going to look at things that they can do to stop that. But I think the process overall is good. But this season is something that is like a living organism, right? It continues to evolve. And as the year goes along, and those ups and downs, and as I was saying last week, how do you respond to this little bit of success? Now it's how do you respond, and how do you bounce back from a little bit of, shoes on the other foot now, and they're the team that's having a tough time scoring and a tough time picking up the points. And you've got to stay with it and trust in what you're doing, if what you're doing is the right thing. And I do think that is the case.
My biggest concern is just that, Aldi, because I see the process being far better. And you know how much I like to cite the analytics, but I'm at every single game, and I've been watching this team closely. I watch every game at least twice to get an idea of what's going on. And I see a lot of good things in the process, and the numbers indicate they're outchancing, outshooting the opposition on a consistent basis, even through these four games. And yes, the energy level hasn't been what it needs to be. Mistakes have happened that's cost them. But I see things that are very positive, and as long as they don't lose that belief because things aren't going their way, they can do well. But how big of a concern is that for a young team with some new faces, that when things don't go your way, how hard is it to still believe in that process?
Well, I think that's why it's key you do get some success. When you have a new coach, or you have a bunch of new faces, or you have young players coming up and they're trying to find, sort of establish their roles on the team as being the prominent leaders and the prominent drivers of offense, it is important to get some success, because that leads to buy-in, and that helps solidify that process and what the coaches is preaching and sort of what the coaching staff wants to have the players execute. So hopefully they've had enough of that success that they aren't going to deviate too much, but it is human nature. When things aren't going your way, you're going to try to do something else. And it is very difficult to just always have faith in what you're doing and just continue to push and go and go and go, knowing that over time that will work. So there, that is definitely something to watch out for. I mean, you'd love to say, hey, no, this is a team we believe is just going to stay with it, stay the course and ride through this bit of downturn and come out the other side, but you don't always know. And that's what fascinates me about a season, is the way teams respond to adversity, the way they handle success, because it really is how you ride that wave. And it is interesting because, you know, now that I'm joining these shows like I do with you guys on Mondays and with the Schnuck Central on Fridays, during weekly, rather than talking about the team every single day, it is interesting. Like I realize now in how the ups and downs of the season go, because it's week to week, the conversation can be completely different, completely opposite. And it's only been a couple of games. And so you realize that, taking a step back from it, that as a player and as a coach living that day to day, it can be so draining and have such wear and tear on the emotional, on your body, obviously, but emotionally as well. And so you have to maintain that even keel. And that's why that is probably one of the biggest cliches in pro sports, maintaining the even keel and just don't let the highs get too high and the lows get too low, because it is even more exhausting if you ride that roller coaster, and it can be something that just wears you down by the end of it all.
Alex Aull joins us for his weekly visit. As he mentioned, he joins us Monday right here on the program. It's Andrew Walker and Satyar Shah. Also catch Alex on the brand new Canucks pod with him and Sat as well. So this is, it sounds a little cliche, but we talk about, learning how to win. And this is a team that, as you guys mentioned, like they're doing the right things. They're playing okay. They're still out shooting. They're still out chancing. They're not getting their doors blown off. But sometimes it's, when bad things happen, or, something goes against you in a game, like in New Jersey, giving up the first goal, quickly. It is kind of about learning how to win. And I know that's kind of vague, but this team is still realizing that.
You're absolutely right. And I think, it's funny because I take so much from coaching a Pee Wee hockey team, and then I translate that to the NHL when I watch and analyze, and then vice versa. And just went through the ups and downs of an emotional weekend with the Pee Wee hockey team in a hockey tournament. They lost in the final today, thrilling semifinal win, buzzer beater, essentially. Like, so the ups and downs, and the assessment at the end of it all is the coaching staff are like, we're learning how to win, but there's still some bad plays mixed in. And that up and down is part of it. And so the really good teams are able to stay consistent and do the right things a higher percentage of the time and not get tempted by sort of this, oh, if I just do this and get by this guy, I'm on a breakaway, but you're on the wrong side of the puck. And if they keep that puck in and they make a really good play because they're also a really good player, then you're caught on the wrong side and you're caught cheating. And so you learning how to win is something that young teams need to do, and you build that consistency over time. And then eventually it's some teams develop into powerhouses that are perennial contenders. And it's still very difficult to get over the top, as Canucks fans very well know, of what went on here during the peak of the Sedin era. I mean, they were the epitome of sticking with the process and doing things the right way. And over again, it's still, they didn't have the luck or the bounces or whatever it would be on their side to get over the hump. But that is essentially what this group is trying to build towards. And it's about learning. And part of learning is failure. That's one of the biggest pieces of the scientific method, is you have to fail in order to learn what doesn't work, so then you can solidify what will work in the future. And that is part of what this group is accomplishing right now. And they're going through that. It is a work in progress.
Well, big picture wise, here's something that I'm keeping a very, very close eye on. And it's interesting because, last week we were, a week and a half ago, we were talking about how well Brandon Sutter was playing, how well these other guys are playing. And it's like, well, even if somebody came calling about trading somebody, how do you move somebody off this roster when you're having success? I think one of the things this organization has to be very, very careful about is not to say that they can't make the playoffs. I still believe this team is going to get to that point and they still have talent. But it's like, can you still see past the small stuff and look at the big picture and not be afraid of doing something bold if it comes your way? And I'm not saying you have to go and trade Brandon Sutter for anything, but the point being, can they maybe not be married to keeping everything together even if something comes their way, because they've been reluctant to shake things up in the past?
Well, that is something I think really good organizations have evolved in the last few years, the last 10, 15 years, when you have to be able to separate the micro and the macro and understand when it is you need each piece. And you have to realize that, yes, you're in the here and now and you're living in the moment. That's what you want your players and your coaches to do day to day. You got to stay with it. But the organization also has to have this big bird's eye view, you know, looking down on everything and look at it and forecast out the future. And a part of that is understanding that, you might have to make some moves like that. And again, I'm not saying you have to, but you might have to. And maybe the situation is a slight step back today, but it's two or three steps forward in the future because of the other assets you might bring in. And you have to learn how to manage both sides of that, because you have to continue to have the belief in the room, and you have to feel like the players feel like they're being supported by management, by the moves you do make, and you're not pulling the rug out from underneath a team that could be a playoff team, and because that can really lose the morale in the room. But then on the same time, you got to look at moves that will help you for the long term and help this core down the road. And that is a good example of a potential move that could be something, whether it's a piece like Brandon Sutter or a guy who has value to a real legitimate contender, and they look at that as being that final piece or something that can really help get them get over the hump. They may be willing to sacrifice some futures in order to do that, because it's a team that is willing to win now, and they're willing to give up a little bit of their future to do that. So you have to consistently be that, looking at it and sort of have your foot in one door and your foot in the other and be looking. And that, you're right, that isn't something that this organization has necessarily shown, or this management group has shown, as a real strength of theirs. But they're also in a different place right now. And you look at it and you say, okay, how do you balance those two things? And again, it's the evolution. How does the management group evolve as this team evolves? And how do they make decisions maybe differently today than they would have 36 months ago, for instance?
Alex Alda, our guest, before we let you go, JT Miller, Brock Besser, Patterson have been so good for a while now. But that's not, you don't put together a line and it doesn't stay that line for years and years. It's not how it really happens. But JT Miller is skating with Bo Horvat today. I guess it just comes down to, are you a believer in loading up, or is that important when your team is struggling offensively to try to find some balance, to try to get Bo going?
Well, I'm all for trying different things, especially if the offense isn't coming. And the other thing to look at is almost the opposite, and that's the way I try to view things a lot, is like, there may have been a time where, you know, the offense was really rolling, but maybe the ideal situation in Travis Green's mind long-term wasn't that line, but how do you break it up when it's going so well? So now you're in a situation where the offense has dried up a bit. Maybe they can shift some guys around, spark something else. At the end of the day, like you said, you don't keep one line together forever. That's why a lot of coaches now, they work in duos. You have a 1-2, and then you can roll through a third winger, or like that third player on the line, and sort of mix it up. But you got to light a spark. You've got to find a way to generate something and see if something else can occur. And we've talked a lot about who that ideal line mate is for Bo Horvat. Well, the way Miller has played for most of the season, I feel like he's an ideal line mate for almost anyone on this Canucks roster, because he's a guy who really seems to be a spark and get guys going. So if you can all of a sudden bring your depth of scoring up a little bit, perhaps shift things up so that it's not such a key focus on one line for the other team to try and shut down, or you have some guys who just a little bit more oomph for the speed to keep up with a Horvat, Miller brings that. So there's so many different dynamics in play here, and it's worth a try, because the offense has really just disappeared here in a hurry. So you want to try and find a way to spark that.
Alex Auld, our weekly visit right here on Sportsnet 650. Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah. We got to run. How are you doing? Anything you'd like to get off your chest?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I didn't have a romantic staycation on Saturday night. I was in a minor hockey rink all weekend, but no complaints here.
Yeah.
Living the dream, Walks.
Meanwhile, Sat here was holed up in Motel 6 for a couple of nights.
Motel 6 would have been nice.
You were in the flea bag motel,
no,
were you?
I don't take anybody to bad hotels. What do I look like to you?
Well, that's a longer conversation. All right. Yeah, have a good one. When's the next When's the next pod out?
It'll be out this week. We're going to record in the next couple of days.
Yes.
And go from there. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Aldi.
Cheers. Thank you.
Alex Aldi.